So we've had another Jax-free episode of The Valley, which was refreshing and wonderful. He hasn't been on for a couple of weeks now, but we did have the addition of Sheena in this week's episode.
I don't know who I'd prefer, Jax or Sheena.
I don't know. She's the person that we're not asking for that keeps popping up. We haven't seen Lala yet, though.
No, but she was in the trailer for the season, yeah?
Yeah. She's meant to be coming at some point. Now, I didn't love the current episode that was on last week. I'm sick of it. The stuff with the Nia and the Danny and Jasmine thing, if this is going to drag out much longer, it's going to annoy me. So in my mind, Jasmine was annoyed at what happened with Danny at the start of the year where he got drunk and messy and said inappropriate things. Now, in my mind, he has owned that. He has been accountable for that and apologized. He then came on this cast trip where he drank like everyone else was drinking. And then instead of acting inappropriately, he put himself to bed so he did not act out of suit. And now everyone's saying, but he was drunk and went to bed. What do you want from this man?
It made no sense. You had two drunk people getting angry that another person was drunk. It just, and then the look on Danny's face when he woke up from his nap and walked in on them all interrogating Nia over his drinking, the confused look, like, is this about me? Like, are we talking about me? I think the audience was thinking of that too. Like, we can't believe we're investing so much time and energy on the guy that went to bed because he'd had too much to drink. And he had been up all night and he had been at work. What did he say to anybody that was wrong? What did he do? I mean, I know he did something 6 months ago, but it was just...
He's been accountable.
Exactly. And they were clutching at straws for a storyline. And Janet and Jasmine together, I can't. They're too similar like that. And I'm like, I don't need to watch that. I also really didn't like that after the dinner that they had with Nia, where Nia sort of gave them more information about her upbringing and that she was homeless with her mum, that when she left, then they continued to kind of complain and speak behind her back. I just like, nah. There's got to be a degree of likability to a character, and it's just not there.
I feel like Jasmine's trying to make this her storyline. And that's not the storyline that we want. Then they were saying, and then Janet saying he came into the pantry and closed the door. Firstly, you heard him say, everyone's ahead of me. So he was never hiding his drinking. And then it turned out that he closed the door because the alcohol was apparently behind the door and he went in and had a shot. Well, he wasn't really hiding it from anyone. So they're making out like he's drinking and it's 8 a.m. on a Tuesday and he's going to work. Everyone was away drinking. They're really making a bigger deal out of it. And to see Brittany carry on like this and trying to say she's hiding it, well, you hid Jack's cocaine addiction for how many seasons that we've stood and watched you protect this awful man. I don't want it to go down this path. I love that Kristen was like, do not start with me about Nia. Like she was there. She's a girl's girl. Yep. But yeah, I'm liking the season. I don't want this to continue on. And I feel like the only redeeming thing about Janet is that she's married to Jason, because I do not like that lady.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.